right, welcome back. 16 minutes past 4 o'clock. We're talking with our buddy Todd Furman out there in Las Vegas from DonBestAdvantage.com. The best $795 you'll ever spend in your life per month to get the best gambling advantage and the best advice that you're going to get. You've added some new power ratings for different sports now, right, Todd?
Yeah, added a few wrinkles. We'll have the NHL up to full speed once those guys return from Sochi. We also have college basketball projections, so before the numbers are even released, we put our numbers up there 48 hours ahead of time, so you get a chance to get some handicapping in, make sure you see an angle, and you can jump on those early numbers, as we talk about all the time, line value. So important, especially in the hoops ranks. And our NBA database should be unveiled in the next week or two, depending on a few design changes that we're trying to modify at this point. So good things happening over at The Advantage. And like we say, if you can bet it, you can get it at Don Best Advantage.
I like that. I like that. All right, Mr. Adelson, he owns the Venetian. He owns other casinos overseas. What is his agenda? And some of the untruths, I think Warren tweeted out a couple of them the other day, where people are just coming up with just lies to make a point, and they're trying, and it's those that know are just laughing at them.
Yeah, there's so much stuff that comes out, and I think the one argument that always drives me nuts is that all online gambling would do is fund terrorism. Now, I'm trying to figure out how that logic resonates compared to what local casinos do and everything else. The one contention that comes from the online arena is they talk about the addictive nature of online gambling versus casino gambling. And from the research that I've done and some of the psychologists I've spoken to on the issue, there may be cause for concern there. That's the only area that I would be at all worried about, problem gamblers having real-time access from the confines of their home. But in this day and age, you can go out and you can find a casino. Most of the major metropolitan areas are within an hour of a spot. It's not like we're just stuck in a Las Vegas or Atlantic City type approach. And I think if things are regulated, and we talk all the time about transparency as far as the leagues are concerned for integrity, the tax dollars, the jobs created, it's an absolute no-brainer to take all this gambling business out of the back alleys and the shadows, put it in the public eye, and treat it the same way most of the European countries do and handle it accordingly.
Well, that's just it. You know, Roger Goodell and the NFL are so dead set against gambling, yet they want to put a team in London, which has a gambling shop on every street corner.
Exactly. It's nice and convenient when you find a way to profit from it directly or indirectly, as the case may be. Then you can rationalize its existence. But otherwise, if you can't find it and you're the NFL, we're going to try and shun it to the back alleys and make sure we don't put it out there. Once the NFL gets on board
with the legalization
of sports gambling, the floodgates will open and every other league will follow suit.
Yeah, as long as they can monetize, as soon as they figure out how to monetize it, they will get behind it 100%. Don't you agree?
No doubt about it. And I think if Roger Goodell really wanted to think this out and they collected, let's say, 10 to 15% of potential revenue and open books
in
each and every stadium across the country to try and do all that, shade your numbers accordingly, you would do nothing but have lines going well out into the tailgates, and you'd be filling those coffers even faster than you can selling adult beverages for $8.95 a throw.
That's true. I go to Europe every year, and we sit in there and watch the horse races. And I mean, they're packed. They are packed on every street corner. You'll have 10 in Killarney alone. There's like 10 betting parlors, and there's only 14,000 people in Killarney, Ireland. It's crazy.
It's the Paddy Powers, it's the William Hill, and the Ladbrokes of the world. And I think that's what's so interesting about it. Some of the books that have come into the Las Vegas market trying to change the way business is done don't realize that you have a population that you're booking to here of about 2.5 million, probably includes tourists on any given weekend, versus 65 million throughout the UK. A lot more square money that you can capitalize from there than trying to offset your books here from the professionals and just some of the recreational bettors looking to play their $10 or $20 parlays.
Interesting. Couple of EPLs on break. You got some FA Cup action. City's taking on Chelsea. City plus 120, Chelsea plus 245, plus 250 draw, and over 2.5, which seems with juice, which seems intriguing because City has had problem putting points on the board, haven't they?
And especially with some of the comments from Pellegrini that's come out in the last 24 hours talking about potentially sitting players to focus all their energy on the Champions League clash against Barcelona on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure exactly which date. That it goals could be at a premium, and if Chelsea focuses on the defensive end like they've grown accustomed to, 2.5 may be a tall task for these two teams when you consider they combine to play a 1-0 game with a dearth of scoring chances. I think the other interesting game, too, on Sunday morning, a revenge spot for Arsenal against Liverpool. until they drop 5-1, or they're down 4-0 20 minutes in. But Arsenal, we talk all the time about fixture congestion. They have a big game themselves against European power Bayern Munich coming in. So I can't imagine Arsene Wenger is going to field his optimal lineup. But you never know. May want revenge against Poole, who can put all their horses in here since they have no other European competitions to focus on.
What's more important, FA Cup or the Champions League stuff?
Champions League. If you can find a way to continue to put rounds together in the Champions League, I think these Premiership teams have to really focus on that. But for a side like Liverpool, who doesn't have Champions League obligations, doesn't have Europa Cup, they'd love to win the FA Cup. A little bit surprising, though, that you look at the four powers that are left all going against each other in the round of 16. You figure normally that'd be reserved for much deeper into the tournament.
Anything look good as far as baseball is concerned? The futures are just released this week, weren't they?
Yeah, Atlantis Casino in Reno, they take relatively low limits. I believe nickels are all they'll take, and for the casual gambler out there, that's a $500 bet. The LVH, probably the gold standard. They'll put theirs out in a few weeks. Some marquee teams to keep an eye on right there in your backyard. Tampa opened at 88.5. And if you look at the rest of the division, the Boston Red Sox, 87.5. The Yankees, 83.5. So it'll be fascinating to see how odds makers set the odds to win the American League East, and if Tampa ends up opening -$1.20, or if we still see the defending World Series champion Red Sox a short favorite.
Well, that's interesting because it usually takes 90-plus wins to do anything in the American League East, doesn't it?
And exactly, and I just think it speaks to the competitive balance. Toronto at 77.5 and Baltimore at 80.5. Wins are going to have to come from somewhere in that division. It's just a question of who can rise to the occasion, since it should be, you know, the same as what we've seen the last couple of years, top to bottom, every game a drawn-out type fight, and that's why we look forward to seeing these teams go head-to-head 18 times each and every year.
Oh, I agree with you there. And 77.5 for Toronto, they were picked to scorch everybody last year. They were the biggest disappointment in the American League East after all the money they spent.
The talk of the town, their number 89.5 last year.
Yep.
So a market adjustment as they go through some changes and probably more realistic expectations for a team that wasn't built on the defensive side of the diamond to try and compete, and they never got the consistent pitching. The leader in the clubhouse, though, when you look at the projected win total, is the L.A. Dodgers at 92.5, and that's why they're the favorites to win the National League. Detroit, 91.5, the front runner in the American League.
Yeah, well, you can wipe out the Phillies. They're not going anywhere. If you can have to sign A.J. Burnett for $16 million, there's something wrong.
Yeah, and if Cole Hamels is already dealing with discomfort now, and it's February 14th, that doesn't bode well for a team who's going to struggle to score runs unless Dominic Brown can hit 60 home runs.
Some interesting gambling I read from on Twitter that the Nevada Control Board puts out. 40% losers on a parlay rate. Is that more than normal?
It's about the going rate, because, and I don't know exactly each of their metrics that they put out there, but on those parlay cards, it's as much parlay card action as it is anything else. So you're talking about not only two-teamers, which still the odds are against you, but not clearly the deck stacked against you the same way it would if you're playing those six or eight-teamers. There's a reason those parlay cards are out there.
Yep.
And Delaware State Park has been able to capitalize as well. Even when you're paying out some of the professionals that go in there and can manipulate the numbers, there is enough casual money from the recreational bettors who want to bet overs and their favorite teams each and every week, which nothing wrong with it, just to have action, but don't expect to cash tickets on a regular basis.
No, you can't. And you know, do they limit the pros on these parlay cards? They know who they are, don't
they? Yeah, we do. I mean, there are groups out there now, and when I was at Caesars a year and a half ago, and it's grown much more sophisticated over time, you'll have folks coming in looking for some of those stale numbers, you know, wheeling three or four teams around the key number of a 2.5 or 3.5 on a card, and looking to try and take advantage of it. You're talking about a four-team parlay. You don't have to hit 52.4% there to try and profit. So if you look at, for a couple of soft numbers and you have it all going into Monday night, it becomes real easy to hedge.
Interesting. All right, my friend, always a pleasure talking to you, and we appreciate your time as always.
Sounds like a blast, and I'm sure I'll have some nice text messages for you at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
There you go.
With opening.
Do you need me to be at your alarm clock, you know, and just wake you up?
As attractive as you are, big dog,
no.
I'm not sure our relationship has taken that step that I need you as my alarm clock. But I also won't tell you who I'll be wagering on, because it may not make most of our listenership all that happy.
Hey, it's not about the heart. It's about the wallet. That's all it is.
I do have my sable hat to bust out. I just don't know if I can handle the communist mantra that they may try to tag on my back.
Yeah, you put that out on Twitter, you know what you're going to get.
Exactly right.
Yep. All right, Todd, thank you very much.
Have a great
weekend.
Appreciate
it. There you go. Todd Furman, Don Best Event. I mean, check it out. It's there's free information, and really good information for only $7.95 a month.